This is MSO, NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Brendan Kent, the athletic director at Wakefield High School. And Brendan, before we begin to talk about the fall and some of the fall sports that are stepping off onto the fields now, you guys had a very successful last season at Wakefield High School.
Yes, so last spring we had a phenomenal season. I've actually been told by a lot of people around town that it was actually our most successful season ever. We had a number of league championships, a number of broken records. So just off the top of my head, I know our boys lacrosse team won the league championship. Our baseball team won the league championship. Our girls track team finished undefeated, league champs. Our girls lacrosse team broke the all-time school record for most wins in a season. They finished, unfortunately, second. Our boys track team also finished second. They only had one loss to eventual, I believe, state champs Burlington. Really just phenomenal season. Every team made the postseason tournament. Like I said, so many broken records. Boys lacrosse broke the record for most wins in a season. Girls did as well. We had Brandon Grinnell. He was all-scholastic lacrosse player for us. He broke the all-time scoring record. He's off playing Division I now this year. Like I said, our boys and girls track were phenomenal. So many broken records. We sent five kids to nationals. Our relay team, 4x800, I believe, won the state championship. We also had Kevin Russo won the state championship in the JAV. Middlesex League MVP, Julia Durendel, who's off throwing the JAV Division I at George Mason. Phenomenal springtime. I'm probably leaving out about, 10 different things, but great season overall, so.
You know, before moving forward, I'll just jump back to basketball. Boy, I love covering the basketball team at Wakefield last year. I mean, we got to see some fantastic games with Brad Simpson's team.
Yeah, I can't say enough about, especially those two playoff games. They are absolutely phenomenal. Our team was just so exciting to watch. Also league champs. Ty Beck was the MVP of the league. And of course, Brad Simpson, just an unbelievable coach. He actually, believe it or not, he was the MIAA Boys Basketball Coach of the Year last year as well. So super proud of all the players and all the coaches.
All right. So we're here in the fall at Wakefield High School. And, what's the update and what's the preview of the fall?
As I just mentioned, our track teams are phenomenal. Most of the track athletes also compete in cross country. And so we have pretty lofty expectations for our cross country teams, both boys and girls. Our girls team, believe it or not, has actually won five consecutive league championships. So they're shooting for six. And believe it or not, I think they have the runners to do it. They get a couple phenomenal runners. Off the top of my head, I know Jordan Stackhouse and Abby Harrington. There's a whole list of them. A few of them actually went off to nationals. They were part of that team that went to nationals last year. So they have the potential of winning the league title again, as well as maybe even a state title. Our boys, right now, boys preseason rankings just came out, and they are number one in Eastern Mass for Division IV. So super high expectations. We get Ryan Sullivan, Adam Roberto, Matt Gredericks, just some really phenomenal runners. So cross country, really expecting a lot out of them. Boys and girls soccer, they should both have really great seasons. Last year, our boys team kind of came out of nowhere in the playoffs, the postseason tournament. They made it all the way to sectional finals. They returned a lot of terrific players, Alejandro Windsor, TJ Sellers, and probably the top goal scorer in the league, Juan Masonette. He was phenomenal last year. He was Eastern Mass All-Star. He can score pretty much any time he touches the ball, so boys look great. Girls, we just got a new coach. Assistant coach Steph Martin is the new head varsity coach. I know she's really looking to turn things around. We get some really great athletes on our girls team as well. So I think both teams should do well. So,
yeah. All right, Brendan, that pretty much covers it, I guess. Any other coaching news at Wakefield High School?
So actually I mentioned we get some new coaches, and I can't believe I forgot to mention our golf team. We got a new coach, Chris Keen, and they actually, for the first time, they won the Middlesex League Shootout last year, and they have a lot of their top golfers back. So they're expected to do really well as well. But Chris Keen's doing a great job, Steph Martin's doing a great job, and got a new gymnastics coach in the winter time as well. So
there you go. All right, Brendan, thanks for joining us. Good luck this school year.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bill. Yeah.
Brendan Kent, Athletic Director at Wakefield High School. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO Newsports.com.